Aircheckdownloads.com.
Brilliant. Memories of the disco days, you know, the height of disco, when all of us thought we could dance like Tony from Saturday Night Fever. How many of us watched the movie back then? Maybe once or twice. We queue up to watch it and we tried to strut our stuff in that way. Invariably, I'd just punch somebody in the face or look like I was having some kind of funny turn, to be honest. And gosh, you know, like so many other guys, and I was only a young man, really. But you know, I begged my parents for a white suit. What on earth was a 12, 13-year-old boy thinking of wearing a white suit? In reality, I wouldn't have looked as cool as Tony, you know, John Travolta's character in Saturday Night Fever. That wouldn't have happened. I'd have just looked like a reject from the Rubettes. Now, I really am sure of my age. Fabulous selection. Let me see if I can play one for you. Time's running out. We've got a few to squeeze in yet. Some terrific songs. It's going to be kind of luck of the draw. So potluck, but it might be you on with your favorite tune on Cool Carlos. Remember, from next week, Stuart Ellis will be here on a Saturday night. And thank you once again for your lovely, kind comments tonight. And also over the time I've been doing the show on a Saturday night. And as I mentioned earlier, it's heartfelt. I've really, really loved doing this and putting the show together and getting the guests on the show. And of course, you know, gosh, in recent months, we had Sir Cliff Richard on the show. We had Nick Hayward. He was brilliant too, didn't we? Jimmy Webb was on the show a while ago. Also, Colin Bluntstone. He was very interesting. As was Graham Gouldman when we hooked up with Graham Gouldman. And Paul Carrick was another guest recently on the show. Some wonderful, rather interesting artists that we've had appearing in the last year or so. Right, let's get down to another date from the music history for this weekend, back in 1977. In fact, on the 25th of February in 1977, the Jam signed to Polydor Records. They landed their recording deal. Back then, the deal was worth £6,000. Incredible to think that within 3 years, they had one of the fastest-selling singles of all time that went straight in to number one. Wow, what a song. Gosh, you know, that really was an awesome song, wasn't it? I remember when that first came out and everyone wanted it. And it was that, you know, that time when you could pre-order the single. And no surprise, it went straight to number one for the Jam. Going underground from that whole mod revival thing. I can still remember trying to squeeze into my State Press trousers. And the grief I got, especially from my late father, when he saw me like wearing those a little too short in the leg so they would show off my white socks, and the thought of wearing a parka, it's like my dad thought I'd be heading to Brighton for a punch up, you know. It's okay, Dad, it's not going that far. It's not 1966 all over again. Right, let's get round to the final track on our featured album this week. It's been a pleasure digging through this album and playing some of the fabulous music from it. We've featured on Best Heard at 33 and a third, The Carpenters with their eponymous release from 1971, their best-selling album. The album that had that cover that was just tan in color with their logo for the first time, that stylized logo featuring their name. Right, the final track then. Founding members of Bread, Rob Royer and Jimmy Griffin, were behind the song I'm about to play. It was written for the 1970 film Lovers and Other Strangers. Richard and Karen were actually in Toronto in November of 1970, supporting, of all people, Engelbert Humperdinck. They had one night off and went to see the film in which the track featured. Richard loved the song immediately. And as soon as they got home, they were in the studio recording it. It went gold, peaking at number three, and subsequently won an Oscar for the best song of 1970. Number three, I should say, in the States. The Carpenters weren't allowed to perform the song at the Academy Award ceremony because they hadn't appeared in the film. Now, here's an interesting fact. The now famous intro that you're about to hear was originally played on guitar by a famous friend. Richard and Karen had bumped into Jose Feliciano in a restaurant. Now, Jose was a big fan. He wanted to play on one of their records for a while. And he devised the intro and recorded it on his nylon string acoustic guitar. Richard loved it, but there was a problem. he got a phone call from Feliciano's manager, who wasn't happy. He demanded that Jose be removed from the recording immediately. Richard did as requested and replaced the guitar with an oboe. And, you know, that sounds pretty good too. Enjoy For All We Know. That's beautiful. The Carpenters, For All We Know, our final track from the featured album this week on Best Heard at 33 and a third, the album being their eponymous release from 1971. I hope you've enjoyed some of the classic Carpenters tunes we've played tonight on Saturday Night with Carlos from the BBC in the Midlands. The rain clearing in the early hours, if you haven't already seen it pass away, then that will happen soon. Cloud cover, though, keeping the temperatures above freezing, which is good news if you're up and about through the night. 6 Celsius, no chance of frost in the morning. A dry start, in fact, to Sunday. Maybe a little bit of sunshine if you love a Sunday morning stroll. Cloudy later, though, some heavy showers, and the afternoon temperature 11 Celsius. Tomorrow, we've got a family outing planned, kind of like the climax, the conclusion to the half-term week. Before I lose my marbles. So what we're doing later today, Sunday afternoon, we're off to the cinema. We don't do this frequently because our little boy is only 3, so, you know, he can start getting a little kind of restless after about an hour, depending on what we're watching. But tomorrow or later today, we're off to see this wonderful movie Sing, which is going to be great. It really is. Well, it's going to be great for us because I know the way my children behave. We'll probably be having a bit of a sing-along. It's not going to be good for anyone else in the auditorium. Chances are we'll be the only ones watching it by the time we get about halfway through. But yeah, I thought it was a genius idea of mine to go and see it, you know, after a week of half term, because I'm thinking I might be able to nod off during the film and the kids won't notice, so I can catch up a little bit, so it'll be all right. Chris Kay. Thank you so much, Chris Kay, for your message. Thank you for your kind comments about the stuff that I've done on the show, and also for your kind words about the future. Much appreciated, and nice to know that I can play a song for you tonight. Wow! Chris, it's like you've chosen a song just to keep me happy, so I appreciate that. Oh, wow, lovely. The voice of Luther Change, back to 1980. Remember Searching. Fantastic playing that again. Well, that was the song that introduced me to Luther Vandross. And I can recall hearing that for the first time on a trip to Cornwall with my parents. And it was one of those songs that I immediately fell in love with. And, gosh, he's so sadly missed. So fortunate I got to see him in concert a few times. In fact, I saw him at the NEC once. And I remember, rare for me, because it is quite embarrassing when I try to kind of like bust any moves. I really can't dance. And I'm sure those around me at the NEC when Luther was performing and I was singing along and having a bit of a boogie, they would definitely concur with my thoughts that it's an embarrassment when I get on my feet. But yeah, he had me on my feet nearly all night. It was just a brilliant gig. Really was. 18 minutes to one. Good to have you here. Sunday morning. I'm Carlos with great songs from the 60s, 70s and 80s on Saturday Night with Carlos. It's Audrey. Hello.
Hello, Mr. C.
Are you okay?
I'm all right. How are you doing? Yeah, long time no speak.
Yeah, I know. Where you been hiding? You've been trying to avoid me.
I've been listening to you, dear.
Yeah.
I've been listening.
Are you still in stone tonight?
Yes, still in stone.
I should have popped round the other day. We were at, you know, the petrol station on the roundabout there on the A34?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we called in the other day. Well, actually, we were going to go to, I always get it mixed up the wrong way round, but you know oatcakes and milkshakes?
Yes.
Well, I think, is it that way or is it milkshakes?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
And eventually we went to Oatcakes and Milkshakes in Stafford, and it was crowded. So many people like myself just wanted to fill their face with all this naughty food. So we ended up on the way back from Stafford. We called in to Stone, and then I had to take a toilet break with my daughter. Not me, I hasten to add. She needed the toilet break. And it's funny, I thought about you, Audrey. Honestly, because I thought, you know, Stone, when I'm in Stone, I remember my mother always used to love shopping in Stone. She'd go out for a Friday afternoon for a little bit of a shop and then just a bit of a chin wag in one of the coffee shops there.
I know you said she likes Stone.
Yeah, so, but now I think of you, Audrey.
Oh, jolly dee. And I shall think of you. I want to wish you all the best, but we're going to miss you.
Oh, bless you. I'm going to miss you too. As I said before, I really am genuinely going to miss doing this show. It's been such a pleasure. And I think in, 35 years of being on the radio, there are a few shows that have given me as much pleasure as this.
I know.
You know, just having a bit of a chat and a bit of a catch-up and also playing so many wonderful songs every Saturday. So
we're like one little family, aren't we?
Yeah, I'm the embarrassing member of the family that most people actually don't want to admit they actually are related to.
Oh, I can't believe that. I love it when you tell us those things about your late father and that.
Yeah.
And what he said and when, you know, what you used to do and...
Mm. Well, it's nice. I mean, you know...
It's lovely.
The thing is, Audrey, you know, there's something about being real, isn't there? There is something about, you know, whether you hook up with friends occasionally and have a bit of a catch-up, or whether there's somebody you kind of spend a lot of time with, maybe on a daily or weekly basis. But I love real people. And one of the things, actually, that I do find difficult, and I've only ever done this as a career since I was 15, is that generally speaking, there are a lot of... A lot of shallow and fake people who work within the entertainment industry. And sometimes you don't really know where you stand. You don't really know what they're really thinking. You don't really know what they're about, you know.
No.
And there's this facade that they have. But, you know, I'm glad that you actually have enjoyed the shows. And
yeah.
I'm glad you've enjoyed the little tales.
We have,
and I'm,
yeah.
You
know,
thank you,
man. A little bit like dog eat dog, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way it is. But you know what? We can still, we've got time to play another selection.
But you cope well, dear. And don't get going at 80 mile an hour. You mustn't.
Gosh, you know, my mother's been gone now about 3 years, but Audrey, suddenly it was like having my mum on the phone then.
Well, you mustn't.
You know, she used to say to
good
me...
Good folks are scarce.
You know what I used to do? I used to work at a radio station on the South Coast, and during the week... Because I'm an only child, and because my father had died many years ago, I would leave Hamble on the South Coast, not far from Southampton, and I'd drive up on a Wednesday all the way up to Mum's Village near Alton Towers, and we'd go off and we'd do a little bit of a shop, and then we'd have a nice meal in the evening, and I'd say farewell to my mum at around about 10, 30, 11 o'clock at night, and then I'd start this three-hour journey back to the South Coast. And She actually, how weird is this, but she knew that I had a convertible car at the time, and she would encourage me at that time of the evening, because she knew what I was like, she'd say, put the roof down on that car, just drive with the roof down, that'll keep you awake. So I quite often would be driving around the lanes of Staffordshire, then heading down south, with people looking at me thinking, that bloke's either a poser or an idiot, because he's driving around with the soft top down, and it's near to midnight, what's he doing?
I know.
You know what mothers are like, though? You follow their instructions.
I don't know what it is about that, you know, because there's a chap in our lane.
Yeah.
And sadly, he's no longer with us now. He was a lovely gentleman. And all weathers, he used to have his hat and he was wrapped up. All weathers, he drove and the top down.
Yeah. Let me tell you, though, Audrey, genuinely, and I had convertibles for many, many years until I had to do the sensible thing with children and get a proper car.
Yeah.
One of the most enjoyable things, and the reason why a lot of convertible cars have splendid heaters, the best heaters you'd probably ever experience, and also...
I've heard this, yeah.
And you'd have heated seats. So there would be times when I would fancy a bit of a drive, and the drive for pleasure, there's nothing better than that. I remember one occasion when I was living down south, that it was a winter morning, and it was very crisp, there'd been a heavy frost overnight, and I put the roof down on the car, had my best leather coat, and I put the heaters on the seats and got the heater in the car turned up full blast. And I went for a drive through the New Forest. I didn't have to go anywhere.
Oh, how lovely.
Yeah, and it was one of the most delightful journeys, seeing the wildlife and enjoying the scenery. And it was made far more pleasurable by the fact that you could put the roof down on the car.
Drop the top down.
Yeah. There was something wonderful about it. And I do occasionally miss that experience of being able to put
lovely.
The top down and...
It's the same as people with a motorcycle.
Yeah,
they say they wouldn't have a car, don't they? They love the bike.
Yeah,
and the fresh air and the freedom.
Yeah, I've never owned a motorcycle, but I can understand why they would feel
where
like
they're
that.
Coming from.
Yeah, definitely. What am I going to play for you tonight? What song would you like?
Well, I did ask for Matt Monro one day.
Oh, we had some Matt Monro earlier.
I know, he did say that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have. Elvis, The Wonder of You, please.
Oh, it's another magnificent song. Elvis at his very best.
But what it is, darling, it's for Audrey and Jeff. It's for Joan in Longton.
Oh, right.
She's not been very well.
Oh, bless her.
She always listens to you.
Oh.
And I thought this would be nice for her tonight.
Gosh, that's a lovely thought. And it's been lovely chatting to you, Audrey.
And when you're nearby, call for a cup of tea.
You'll never get rid of me.
Oh, I would. You'd be welcome.
Lovely chatting to you. Take care.
Okay. You take care and all the best.
Elvis and the Wonder of You on Saturday Night with Carlos at the BBC. From our music history, let's head back to, a time that was significant, to say the least, in 1964, 25th of February. The Beatles just finishing recording what would be their next single at Abbey Road Studios. They'd originally recorded the song on the 29th of January at some studios in Paris, but they kind of laid down the definitive track eventually on the 25th of February in 64. What a song! And Bobby Love! Fab Four from the BBC on Saturday Night with Carlos. Can't Buy Me Love, the Beatles. I'll play that for Angela in Hereford. Thank you for your message. Pam in Coventry. It's good to know that I've made your Saturday nights a little more enjoyable. Also, hello to Kath. It's her birthday on Monday. Happy birthday for Monday, Kath. And Matt's been in touch, and he loves you very, very much. And Matt, thank you for your really kind words. And it's nice to know you've enjoyed the music that I've been playing every Saturday evening. Martin, stoked to hear from you. And Yvonne in Nuneaton, thank you for your generous words. And nice to know you've enjoyed the show tonight. Right, final track from our music history this week. The song that was at number one in the US singles chart this very day back in 1977. Top 20 here, Eagles and New Kid in Town. There's talk on the street. There's a new kid in town. Number one in the United States this very day in 1977. Masterpiece from the Eagles, New Kid in Town. Hardly the new kid in town. A familiar voice, a familiar face around these parts. And with you next Saturday, Stuart Ellis will be here every Saturday night from 10. Look, thank you so much for being part of Saturday Nights with me. I hope we're going to catch up with each other soon. I really do. And thank you so much also if you've been on tonight making the selections again on Cool Carlos. And it's been a real pleasure putting the show together for you every week. Thanks to Chris for looking after me this week. We're ready to join Five Live from the BBC, up all night with Dot and Adebayo. Have a great weekend. Look after yourself.
First for news and the best live sport. This is BBC Five Live.
It's 1 o'clock on Five Live as we welcome local radio stations from across the BBC. This is Up All Night. I'm Dotson Adebayo.
Aircheckdownloads.com.